Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Hi, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell along the way here on Sports Byline, the great Sports Byline, as we come to you on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, a whole bunch of other places, podcast 24/7 at iHeart. Don't go to the podcast page, hit Sports Overnight America. If you want to listen live, just hit Sports Byline. It's that easy. Youngstown, Ohio, WYOH. We've welcomed them all week, our first week with those great folks out there. We will continue to celebrate Youngstown, Ohio. Little Pittsburgh is what people tell me. We got some feedback on that. So good job out of you people out there paying attention. But yeah, we got a lot to get to. Huge night in sports coming up. I love it. You know, hump day, Wednesday. Rollicking college basketball action. Locally, listen, you know where I'm going with the locals, right? There's no Caitlin Clark to kick around until, what, Friday or Saturday. You know, the big conference tournaments don't get rolling till next week. But you know, here's this, you know it's March Madness when you got the MVC, Michael Victor Charlie, in St. Louis, Arch Madness, Indiana State. Last time they were this good was 2014, but that's Larry Bird's alma mater, the Sycamores. And maybe Drake, maybe you and I, maybe a big upset. It kicks off March Madness, MVC in St. Louis. Want to give them a shout out. We're coming back here. We got it rolling. Big show today on a Wednesday into a Thursday. I'm Marty Terrell. Sports Overnight on Sports Byline.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
If you need help with that, gonna take that last flight. And tell your girl you getting flew out.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Bailey Peck along the way. Good to have him in here. He's the weekend guy, the Saturday guy, who does outstanding work. So, Bailey, good job out of you back in San Francisco. This portion of the show, as always, one of our title sponsors, IW Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your wellness in Waukee in central Iowa, okay? And we had a lot of questions about this. Elective payment and insurance, okay? Insurance typically does not cover some of the treatments and procedures. However, the elective payment option allows you to have all the benefits of the procedures at a very affordable price. So there you go. And you may look into flexible payment medical savings accounts to cover out-of-pocket expenses with some pre-tax dollars. Innovative Wellness. We've had a few inquiries on that. InnovativeWellness.Center. Phone number in Central Iowa, or anywhere you call them, but I focus on Central Iowa. 515-355-3200. All right, March Madness, we get into it. You know, I just gave a little plug out there for St. Louis. I love that tournament. You know, the Big East will get rolling next week, Big 12, Big 10, SEC, you know, all the major conferences will roll, but I like it. You know, the thing I love about the MVC tournament in St. Louis, first of all, you get down there, you can eat on the hill. You're not getting Italian food anywhere better than on the hill in St. Louis. I'll tell you that right now. Mike Mahon, who used to be the SID, the Sports Information Director at Drake, and I think he's still working stats down there. Mahon's a good guy. Boy, he used to. And I don't remember the names for crying out loud, but man, we'd go up on the hill in St. Louis and really enjoy it. And we saw some epic tournaments. I mean, we really did. But, you know, I do want to give a shout out to Indiana State. I mean, this program, I mean, don't forget, if you're old enough, you remember Larry Bird, you know, and they got blown out by Magic, Michigan State in the national championship game, 79 season. Bird turns pro in 80 in Boston. Magic, of course, to the Lakers, and books and movies, documentaries have been done about Bird and Magic, and they always pay homage to that great college showdown back in the day. 2014, an Iowa guy had a big impact on Indiana State, Greg Lansing. I mean, he was, you know, an Iowa guy. I think he was born in Mount Pleasant, Iowa City area, then Harlan, worked his way. I love Greg Lansing. Heck of a guy. He's scouting now. Nick Nurse hired him, which helped get him a job. in Philadelphia with the 76ers after he was unceremoniously fired after the 2021 season. A new AD, I think, is what it was. But listen, this Indiana State team's the real deal. They clinched the number one seed. They whacked Murray State, old friend, former Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. But this Josh Schertz, okay, like the shirts you put on in the morning spelled differently, S-C-H-E-R-T-Z. You want to talk about a guy that's taken the road less traveled. Lynn College down in Boca Raton, Florida. Some other small schools. There was one school on there that I never even heard of. And this guy has done a heck of a job. I mean, he really has. I mean, he's gone in there. You know, look, it's a mid-major. It's a Missouri Valley Conference. Listen, they're getting an NCAA tournament berth. You know, this conference has long been kind of pigeonholed as, you know, a one-bid conference, and that's not the case anymore. So, you know, in a perfect world, you know, they get beat, and they get the conference gets two wins. You get the automatic qualifier, and that'll come up on Sunday. And the other reason I love this is CBS puts this game up on Sunday, championship game on Sunday on CBS. That's great for the Missouri Valley Conference, and it continues. So that's where we get started. This is the official lid lifter, in my opinion. And I look at the Atlantic Sun, the OVC, the Ohio Valley Conference. I understand they're underway, too. But the Missouri Valley gets the CBS primetime spot, 2 p.m. East on Sunday on CBS. And this conference, you got to look at what the MVC has done. And Doug Elgin, for years, was the commissioner down there, did a hell of a job. But late in his tenure, he just watched the MVC crumble. I mean, Wichita State said adios. Creighton said adios. They went to the Big East. They lost school after school after school. And I was the first one, and I wasn't banging the drum slowly. I was banging the drum repeatedly with the notion that's the end of the Missouri Valley Conference as we know it. And you know what? I couldn't have been more wrong. This conference, they get after it. And St. Louis is a great hoops town. I know it's a hockey. I understand it's a baseball town first. You know, they've been abused. That city has been used and abused. Stan Kroenke with the shenanigans with the Rams in, they're out. The old St. Louis football Cardinals, Jim Bakken kicking field goals, Dan Dierdorf for the old Busch Stadium. It's been a city that's just been beat up, and St. Louis has had its own social problems, homelessness like you can't believe. But it's a beautiful city. It's the gateway to the West with the Arch, and it's great for families. You get down there. They make it fan-friendly. It's a beautiful tournament, and I am so glad they have they've salvaged it. And it doesn't, you know, that's wrong. They haven't salvaged it. They've actually improved it. Yeah, do we miss Creighton? Heck yeah. Wichita State was epic. I mean, the Shocker fans would drive over, and they would own the city. Creighton would come in from Omaha like you couldn't believe. And again, Drake, you know, they bring a smattering. Ben Jacobson's been, 15 years in the mix at the University of Northern Iowa. He had some unbelievable teams. I mean, Emenecker at Drake in that 2008 team, Keno Davis. And then he departed for Providence College, and basically – I think he survived probably 7-8 years there, and that was the end of Keno Davis. He ended up at Central Michigan, and I think he got let go there. But I love these mid-majors, and I look at Josh Schertz in his third year with the Sycamores, Terre Haute, Indiana, and the guy, he's 48 years old. He's a punchy little guy, you know, but it's a great story, and I love it. And he's going to be one of these guys, you know, when we sit down a week from this Sunday, and we watch the selection show, and we see where the Indiana States and maybe a Drake or maybe who knows. I mean, you could get something crazy. You could see Northern Iowa put it together. You just don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. When they go to the selection show and then we start, Josh Schertz is one of those coaches, and Indiana State's going to be in there, at a 12 seed or wherever they put him, it's not going to matter. They're going to be favored to lose and get whacked. And you know what? They have upset capabilities like you read about. And that's the beauty of March Madness. That's why we go. That's why we get excited. That's why we go crazy. That's why, you know, people fill out brackets. And, you know, Susie, the secretary, who doesn't know basketball from a hockey puck, fills out a bracket because it's fun. And we know people put a few dollars on it, but it's a slice of Americana. I love March. I love this tournament. I love college basketball. It's just, you know, tonight, where would you want to be tonight? If you're in my world of college basketball, you're watching six-letter teams go at it. ISU as in Iowa State University and BYU as in Brigham Young University. At Hilton, James H. Hilton Coliseum will be rocking tonight because Iowa State's got a team we just don't know. They're ranked, what, sixth in the country? They could find themselves in Glendale, and they could be a first-round adios out the door. And that's the beauty of college basketball. It doesn't get any better, and I love March Madness. So there you go, Indiana State. And then you're going to start seeing these other, you know, you're going to see the Lipscombs of the world over there in the Atlantic Sun. You're going to see crazy teams. You know, you're going to see your, we've seen it before, Southern knocks off Iowa, Norfolk State. Where else? What other sport does this? Maybe golf when you got a wonder kind, you know, like when Zach won the Masters in 07, we always, you know, Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe called and said, "Oh, hey, Iowa guy, tell me a story. Who is he?" I said, "Well, he's the second best golfer at Drake. Ben Pettit from Carroll, Iowa was better." But that's the beauty of sports in this country and college basketball. There's nothing like it, folks. There is absolutely nothing like it. But we have a cautionary tale this time of year because gambling goes cuckoo in this country. I mentioned the friendly office pool, but we're reading numbers right now across the country that are astonishing. And we got a friend of mine, Tony M, is going to join the program. We're going to throw up a cautionary flare to people who have addictions. And then we'll close out the show with the cleaning out the sports closet of my mind. What happened to the Celtics last night? My buddy Bill Kirby, you know, he's texting me at, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, sticking a fork at me. I went to bed. The Celtics were comfortably ahead. And some Dean Wade dude from Kansas State, 5-year pro, outscored the Celtics all by himself in the fourth quarter. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. Innovative Wellness on Sports Byline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, I want to remind you, tomorrow, our baseball insider, Omar Vizquel. He's getting in the Hall of Fame, folks. He is going to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he's got an announcement tomorrow. He's doing some really neat work. Retired, but working to get his name where it belongs in Cooperstown. So we'll have Omar Vizquel tomorrow. Hey, listen, I want to get him in here. It's my buddy Tony M. Our recovery series continues normally a Thursday or a Friday, but we had to move it to Wednesday. His podcast a week ago was phenomenal. We bring him right back. Tony, how are you, my friend? Oh, we're still waiting for him. Okay, my bad. We'll get him on the line. I will tell you, he has done a phenomenal job. He really has, doing a great job with addiction out in the Northeast. And look, it's across the country right now. We're seeing alarming numbers. And, you know, we threw it in there during the Super Bowl. We're going to put it in there during March Madness. And then when, you know, the summer kind of cools down here a little bit, we step away. But our recovery series, our series on addictions, we roll into it in August with the start of football. So we'll get my man, Tony M. Here he is. Let's go. Tony, how are you, my friend?
Wonderful, Marty. How are you?
Good. You sound like you're talking to me through a roll of toilet paper. What kind of phone are you on?
No, I was away. My mouth was a little bit away. How's that? Is this better?
All right. Yeah, much better. Much better, my friend. Hey, you know, I'm not... You know what today is? It's a Wednesday into a Thursday. You know, this is Prince Spaghetti Day. You remember that back in the day to Anthony in the north end of... Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Of course I do. And I love pasta. So every day it's Prince Spaghetti Day for me, being Italian.
There you go, my buddy. Tony M. Tony, we're looking at some numbers. We talked about this a little last week. I don't know if you saw this series in the Boston Globe. But, man, Massachusetts has legalized it, and it's going cuckoo there. Let's put a word out there. We have a pretty good following in the Northeast that I wanted to shout out. We're part of a fellowship on Monday and Wednesday nights. You're seeing crazy numbers. I saw, what do we have, over 30 on Monday. What are you seeing out there with the legalized sports gambling in the Northeast and Massachusetts in particular, if you could? Go ahead. Let's hear.
We are seeing many, many more young people in the middle of trying to get their college degree and maybe not concentrating that because they're just getting, it's taken over their life like gambling does. So the legalized sports betting has caused an epidemic, not only in our state, but I think throughout the whole country with these young people. We have the helpline. We're getting calls from their parents. We're getting calls from fiancés. It's unbelievable, Marty. We've never seen anything like it, and I've been in over almost 20 years.
Yeah, and indeed you have. What do you tell people, and what can you say to the audience out there, not just in Massachusetts, across the country and around the globe here? We had a lot of response to the podcast. I was at a meeting. They brought it up. They announced Sports Byline, the show. I couldn't believe it. I honestly thought, wow, that caught me off guard. I was like, wow, that is so cool. So copies of the podcast are available, but let's just say it flat out. What does someone do? Wherever they are, where do they turn?
Call the helpline. We have a national helpline, 855-222-5542, whether you have a gambling problem or you know somebody that does. And many of the calls are from the person affected, not the gambler themselves. 855-222-5542. There will be a volunteer there who will help you that is in the program, that is in recovery, and will answer all of your questions. And if they can't get the answer, they'll get somebody who can.
Okay, so you're getting calls from, let's just say, a concerned loved one. But you've got to get that person converted to get to pick up the phone and then get to Gamblers Anonymous meetings, and in some cases hospitalization I won't say hospitalization, but in a treatment center
Yes.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how does the loved one convert? Do you have a, what do you call it, intervention? What are we talking about here? Let's give people some good advice. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Well, in my experience, interventions can work. Ultimatums can work. But the person affected's got to know that if that person isn't ready, they're not going to stop, and there's no way you can stop them. So what we suggest to them is at least get help for yourself. That's why we have Gammonon, which is similar to Al-Anon in AA. Gammonon are the people affected by us gamblers. And I have several people that I could get the number. The person that calls, I get their number, and I have either a man or a woman call them back, and we try to get them to a Gammonon meeting. And if they don't want to do that, maybe just talk to somebody else that's gone through what you're going through right now, in this case with your child, because it's the parents most of the time that have been calling.
Talking to Tony M. He's out in New England. We're talking about the recent Boston Globe series on internet gambling. It's exploding across our country. FanDuel, MGM, Bet365, FanDuel, DraftKings. Liquor, there's certain things that are legal. Some people can handle it and do it recreationally. There's people like you and I. It took over our lives. We became obsessed with it. We lived for it.
Yes.
It was our lifeblood. Sad to say.
Marty. I was just going to say, I have to quote what you say, which I agree with 100%. It is a joy robber. It can take away your joy, your happiness, for sure.
Yeah, I still have to live with my daughter saying to me when she was a little girl, "Daddy, can we make a puzzle?" And I'm not going to use her name, but I said, "Well, I'm busy working." Yeah, I was working all right. I'm watching a football game, and I had action. I mean, that's just neglect.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible. So we turn our attention to the recovery. What I know the answer to this, but I want you to answer it. There's going to be a lot of fear. The first time I walked into that room, I was scared to death. I walked around. I drove around the block 15 times. I saw people in an illuminated church room. And I was so deathly afraid to go in there. I couldn't believe it. And finally, I got out of the car. I walked in there. And I saw people laughing and joking. And I thought, man, I must be in the wrong place. But it was Gamblers Anonymous. And it saves people's lives.
Yes.
Describe briefly what the newcomer can expect when they walk in those halls, the GA halls. Let's hear.
Well, one thing they can expect is some happiness, which would probably rub them the wrong way at the point they're at. But the people are happy because they're in recovery. They stopped gambling and they don't have this hanging over their head. I mean, we all want to be happy, and gambling is the joy robber, and we're not happy. We're just in a continuous cycle of misery most of the time. And when we win, we want to win more, so we never win. Compulsive gambler. So getting to your original question, though, they're going to expect people that are going to love them, that are going to take them in, and they're going to find out that there's nothing to fear, because every meeting that I've ever been, and I've been to them all over the United States, you feel like you're home. The people do not judge you. They just want to help you. And so have no fear. If you go to your first meeting, they'll only ask you to answer these simple 20 questions, yes or no, and then they'll tell you what to do after that. But you're going to find out that you're not alone. You're not alone. As a matter of fact, there's millions of people with this affliction in this country and the world, really, Marty. So,
yeah. Again, we're talking to Tony M. We're speaking on our recovery series on addictions, and we're focusing on gambling. At this time of year, we start to, I just opened the show with it, March Madness. I mean, office pools, picking your favorite teams, all sorts of bracket racket. The compulsive gambler has to steer clear of even a $2, $5 office pool. One bet's too many and 100 not enough. Let's talk about these pools where people get lured in, either online or, you know, the old copier machine, and they pass it around at work. The guy with a gambling, guy or gal, person with a gambling problem needs to steer clear. Tell us why.
Because they can't, like you just said, they can't even buy a $5 box because if they win, they're just going to start all over again. It's not enough. One's not enough. Thousands. You know, it's just a continuous cycle. We cannot just make one bet, similar to an alcoholic. They can't just drink one beer. So that's why you got to stay clear. You have to be on top of your game every day of the week because there's so much out there, not only things like those pools, but all the advertising. You go on any show today, whether it's a sports show or not, they're advertising for sports betting. The Keno, there's so much out there. We have to be on top of our game every day. And we always tell people that are in this program, if you see that commercial, you're getting an urge, call your sponsor, which we strongly recommend having a sponsor, or call somebody in the program before you make that bet, because it's just going to be the same. It's going to be, these are the words I'm quoting from the book, always with disastrous results for a compulsive gambler. Always. Not sometimes, not maybe, always.
It's true. There's a lot of meetings out there via Zoom. We have a couple in Massachusetts. There's help out there. Go to the Gamblers Anonymous national website. I do meetings in Pasadena, California. We do one in Salt Lake City, Utah. We do them in New England. We do them in Iowa in person. We have Zoom here as well. T, I love you, man. Good job. What's the hotline number one more time so I can repeat it here as our recovery series continues into March? Give me that number again, please.
Sure, Marty. It's 855-222-5542. And the website, gamblersanonymous.org. Easy.
Yep. Easy.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Gamblersanonymous.org.
Hey, listen, I love having you on. I only got 30 seconds. I want to thank you, and on Prince Spaghetti Day, to have a true blue Italian guy like you, Tony, I love you, and you've helped so many people, including myself. And you're headed to a meeting right now. I'll catch you later. Goodbye.
Yeah, but first I got to have a plate of spaghetti.
Prince Spaghetti.
Thanks, Marty. Love you, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Good job. T, you get back to us. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here. Our addiction series is presented by us here at Sports Overnight. Coming back.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
All right, welcome back. Marty Terrell here on a Wednesday into a Thursday night. We're going to keep you updated all night long, right, with scores, interviews, highlights. We keep you updated with all the late scores, get news top of the hour. And I got in late last night after a meeting, and, oh, my God, Super Tuesday, what a bloodbath. I mean, let's just get it on, right? Biden, Trump, I mean, it's just going to be I don't know. Between now and November, I'm glad I work in the sports world. I really am. This is the toy department of life. You know, when they call me Marty T, price check on register 4 in the toy department, that's where I'm in. That's where I run to. This other stuff is too heavy. It's heavy lifting. It really is. And I'm not the only one. I was with some cats today around noontime, and the room was buzzing. They're just like, what's it going to be like? And I said, I have no clue. But I remember the pre-COVID days on this network. I really do. I remember getting on Tittle Show one time, and it was just healthy to talk about something other than COVID and how it affected the sports world. So what this network did, and I say it now, and I really mean it, it's ingenious what Darren Peck and Ron Barr got together and did. You know what they told us, host? Start reading things other than the sports page, because all you're going to see there is COVID and all the other craziness. So you know what we did? We started comedians, actors, actresses. I remember way back a decade ago, Hugh Jackman. I mean, we do lifestyle radio, we do sports, and man, I don't want to say it's a blessing because millions of people died, but COVID made us take a look at what we were doing, and it forced us to prepare. And maybe pick up the style page, maybe pick up the business page of the newspaper, or if you're not an old dog like me, you get online and you read something other than ESPN.com or SportsByline.com or any Fox, you know, we just CBS, NBC, didn't matter. There was nothing. It was the same old garbage. So, you know, we don't have to think like that anymore. And now we're back. But I say this because I had something happen on Monday that I never thought could ever happen. You know how you set you leave a voicemail on your phone. You say, hey, you know, it's Marty. I'm not here right now. Kindly leave a message after the beep, series of beeps. Goodbye. Standard greeting, right? Okay. Then there's the business greeting. Hi, you have reached Wells Fargo, you know, the bank or whatever. And the person says, and it's the middle of March, and the person's voicemail says, and I'm out, you know, December 23rd through January 2nd. It's like, update your phone. Pet peeve. It drives me nuts. It's like, how much effort does it take? I mean, someone who doesn't change their voicemail, I fear that they don't change their underwear. They don't change their toothbrush. They don't change their socks. Change your voicemail. But listen, I got the coup de grace. I call Madison Square Garden. And if you don't believe me, I'll give you the number. The main number to Madison Square Garden. And the message was COVID related. If you're looking, many shows are canceled. If you bought your tickets through MSG, Madison Square Garden, do this. If you bought them through Ticketmaster, do this. Any other source, go to the point of sale origination for your refund. We will keep you updated on Knicks and Rangers and other Madison Square Garden events soon. Beep. Leave a message. I couldn't believe it. COVID. What was that? 2020? And we're a third of the way through 2024. You know what it told me? Nobody calls Madison Square Garden. They don't. Everything's email, text, instant message, right? Who calls? Stupid people like me sitting in Des Moines, Iowa, having to call Madison Square Garden to get a question answered and got a three and a half year old message. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Crazy. All right. We digress. I digress. We get back. Celtics last night, 11 game winning streak. I went to bed. It was over. I watched, actually I didn't. I put on Dynasty, Jeff Benedict series on Apple Plus. And I was right. The Aaron Hernandez episode is, you can't watch it. It's very dark. It's very depressing. It's just, yeah. When we had Benedict on last week, I said to him, I kind of don't want to see it, and I wish I didn't, honestly. So, you know, spoiler alert, it'll bum you out. It's just ugly. The murders, I think he murdered more than one. I really do. And we all know his, you know, when he got to the prison in central Massachusetts outside of Boston, you know, hung himself. It's just ugly. But the Brady injury, and I remember exactly where I was in 2008. There was a place, Jethro's Barbecue, over by Drake University here in Des Moines. It was Sunday, 12 noon, Patriots, Chiefs. I was with a few buddies of mine. We're sitting down, drinkers at the time. We're hoisting beers, having a hell of a time, and Brady goes down. Boom. Oh, my God. And then the Matt Castle, as he emerges, former Southern Cal quarterback, emerged. And I didn't realize what a mobile quarterback he was, and the Patriots won 11-5. Just how Brady handled that. You know, after he blew out his knee against the Chiefs, got back to Foxborough. That game, I think, was in Kansas City. I'm not 100% sure. I have to look it up. But here's the deal. He gets back to Foxborough. He gets a brace on that knee, and he says, I'm not going on IR. I'm not going on the injury list. I'm playing. Randy Moss walked into practice one day and said, what's he doing? Guy blew out his knee. And Brady didn't look all that bad. Well, guess what? Orthopedic surgeons all weighed in. The medical staff all weighed in. He can sign any waiver he wants. And finally, Brady realized he couldn't do it. He couldn't plant. He couldn't push off that foot. And that was the end of it. But that episode's very good. And then the Belichick stuff. Now, here's the other thing on my cleaning out sports closet of my mind. And I think this is really fascinating. And I want to read more, and I haven't read enough. But there was an item, and I believe it was WBZ in Boston, Channel 4. And it looks like Belichick and Peyton Manning are seriously, their representatives as well are in, you know, get the lawyers together. They're in a serious conversation about Belichick joining Peyton Manning's production company, which is Omaha Productions. Now here, I'm gonna crystal ball this a little for you. Here's what I see happening. I see Belichick joining forces with Peyton and Eli Manning in Omaha Productions. It's nothing to do with Omaha, Nebraska. You remember when Manning was late in his career and he'd audibilize the line of scrimmage and bark out Omaha, Omaha. And I don't know, if I was Omaha Steaks, I would have said, hey, we paid him to say it. And until they slapped me on the wrist. But anyhow, I digress once again. Here's what we're going to see. We're going to see Belichick hook up with the Mannings. And you know how they do this alternative broadcast on Monday nights on ESPN? What would Belichick bring to that presentation? Have you ever seen Belichick break down film? He does it for his players. You should see him break down film for consumers, football fans like you and I and our brethren. It's unbelievable. He has got an absolute gift in simplifying and making, breaking down football plays on film, not only understandable, but entertaining. You can't make this up. It's a home run. And kudos to Peyton Manning for thinking of this. And this is these are two guys that, I mean, this was a hate rivalry between not only the Patriots and the Colts, where Manning played the lion's share of his career, but Denver and the Patriots. It was Denver who knocked him out, what, in 2012 or whatever year it was? Sent him packing when Brady threw the pick. That was a blood rivalry. But what's interesting, I think, and they haven't said it, but I think it's both of them are going to utter this, they had mutual respect. Manning was a great quarterback. He was a great quarterback. And I don't have to tell you that Belichick is obviously a great coach. But here's my question. That's going to be a very lucrative gig. Does this put Belichick in a position to where he says, you know what? I'm what, 14, 15 victory shy, whatever the number is, short of Don Shula's all-time record. Do I really need it? Is that the one thing that I have to get? Is that why I'm going to go back? He's 71 or 72. He's going to sit this year. He's going to make a lot of money, especially if he does this gig, and I think he's going to do it with the Manning brothers. I think the ink is probably – I mean, the contracts are probably already drawn up, and the ink pens are coming out. I really believe that. I really do. It made so much sense. When I saw that story, I said, it's genius. It's absolutely genius. And so does he say, you know what? I don't need the aggravation. I don't need the stress. I'll just call it good. And you know what? His first job was a ball boy with the Baltimore Colts. And who was the coach? Don Shula. And maybe, you know, Belichick just doffs his cap to the late Don Shula and says, you know what? I'm up there with Lombardi. I'm on the Mount Rushmore of coaches. There's Shula. There's Halas. There's Landry. There's Lombardi and me. And there's probably a few others. Walsh might want to, Walsh might want a say in that. But you get my drift. You really do. You get my drift, right? He may just say, I don't want to do this anymore. Don't want to do it. Really, really. I mean, and then if that doesn't work out, you know, all the networks right now are kicking the tires. They're kicking the Belichick tires. You know, CBS, NBC, Fox, they're going to find a home. And if it's Fox, someone's getting kicked to the curb. And if I'm Jimmy Johnson, I'm nervous. And if I'm Terry Bradshaw, I'm really nervous. So Fox would be a good landing spot. You look at the CBS booth or the CBS studio show, you got James Brown. Boomer's probably not going anywhere. Sims is probably not going anywhere. Who am I missing? Cower, he's not, you know, there's probably not an opening at CBS. And then NBC, you know, I mean, listen, you got Dungy, Rodney Harrison, a former Patriot guy. NBC's interesting, and you know, and does Belichick want to weigh in on Notre Dame games? And don't forget, NBC's going to have a Saturday night college game. I think Belichick gets pigeonholed pretty much as an NFL guy. But who knows what they're thinking. But stay tuned. All right. Iowa State, BYU should be a good one. These are two NCAA tournament teams. You know, I think this is a big game tonight for Iowa State only if they lose. Only if they lose. If they win, they're supposed to. But they got whacked by BYU out in Utah. And that Johnson kid can launch threes. I think that's his name. And then they got the big guy at 6'11", who stands at the top of the key and at the arch and just directs traffic. They are an impossible team. When they're hitting their shots and they're dumping down inside and then kicking out and hit threes, if you don't stay glued to the perimeter, you're getting torched by the Cougars. Coach Pope is a great tactician. They dismantled Kansas. And yes, I know, I've already got a few messages. I ate my Kansas crow last night. Yeah, I watched it. And then when they got up 20, I turned it off. But, yeah, I was wrong. I was rooting for Kansas State. What can I tell you? So, anyways, BYU, ISU tonight. I'll give you the full calendar. Big games. We'll stay in touch throughout the night into the wee hours of the morning here on Sports Overnight America. We are presented by Innovative Wellness. Wellness Center in Iowa, Clive, Iowa. Check them out. Elevate your wellness. Check them out at innovativewellness.center. Here on Sports Byline Broadcast, I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. We got a big menu. What we're screaming about, what we're screaming about in the world of sports on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Keep it here on Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good.
Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, talking a little bit of sports here down the home stretch we go. I'm Marty Trail here on Sports Byline, presented by Innovative Wellness. Omar Vizquel tomorrow on baseball. We're playing phone tag with Terry Cooks. I call it Cookie's Corner. He is the American Premium Vodka guy, wrestling, fun, entertaining, high energy. He's back in Arizona. He made a sojourn here to the Midwest, so we're going to effort him. And you know what? I hope we get this. Anthony Pepe from the Diehards. I worked with Anthony at the Celtics Radio Network back in right before and after 9/11, and then a few years in Boston. I love Anthony Pepe and the Diehards, and he is awesome. And so we will we'll feed that Boston sports fervor, that New England sports fervor, too, later on in the week, as we got some clients out there. So we're excited about that. And then Dave Raymond, television voice of the Texas Rangers. We're going to effort him. Got to call into a few others. Mike Holly, who wrote a good book on the Celtics. Maybe Shaughnessy here in the days and weeks ahead. So we look forward to it. All right, Tennessee, South Carolina kicks it off tonight on the Deuce. BYU, Iowa State to follow. Listen, you got Connecticut Marquette. Not going to kid you. That game in Milwaukee will be a huge that's a split screener tonight, right? You split the screen if you're a real college hoop junkie. You got to watch the Huskies from UConn and Coach Danny Hurley and see what Shaka Smart's got up his sleeve with Marquette. The Golden Eagles up and down. They've been hot of late, but they got tamed. They got whacked over the weekend, so we look forward to that. All right, listen, enjoy it. Stay with us throughout the night with scores, interviews, analysis, highlights. We keep you updated with the news on the top of each hour, right? We get you going there. MVC tomorrow starts at noon Central. There are two afternoon games, two night sessions, and then we get the big dogs, Indiana State, Drake, 4-seed Northern Iowa, Ben Jacobson. It's going to be a heck of a tournament down in St. Louis. And if you're headed that way, I know where you're going. You're going to the Hill. You're going to be eating Italian food and unbelievable desserts. I want to thank Mr. Bailey Peck for an outstanding job. He has done yeoman's work today. And he's going to get the overnight all put together, so we look forward to that. Bailey Peck, great job out of you. Thanks to his dad, Darren Peck. All the sponsors, thank you indeed. Enjoy your hoops and keep it right here on the big, awesome Sports Byline Broadcast Network, American Forces, iHeart, and Tuned In. Adios.